T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we got the first look at the basketball rivalry. Knicks-Nets, we'll get into that as we've learned, again, we keep getting reminded that Julius Randle's not a star. And I don't know how many more times you have to see Julius Randle with the ball in his hands down the stretch to know that he's not the guy that's going to lead us to the promised land. Plus, the referees allegedly telling Julius Randle why he's not getting calls. We'll get into that. Max Scherzer had a Zoom call earlier today, so he's now officially a New York Met. And the New York Yankees still haven't signed anybody. Who's the Giants' starting quarterback on Sunday? And are the Jets still in the NFL? Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine, Evan. I'm just fine.
You don't seem fine. What's wrong?
Because I'm sick and tired of it.
Of what?
I'm sick and tired of watching it game after game after game.
What?
We got to trade Julius Randle.
Julius played great last night.
Julius played great last night.
For the most part of last night.
You didn't hear the jackass on Twitter telling me, Julius Randle did a great job last night.
Well, your tweets were off last night. First,
no, my tweets were not off. My tweets were on the
all
money.
Right. First of all, you're saying Julius was, I don't know, awful.
Yeah, he's
the only
job.
Reason. He's the only reason you're in the game. He outplayed KD most of the night.
Yeah.
And number two.
Yeah.
The James Harden non-travel.
I don't want to get into it.
Wasn't a travel.
Yeah,
it was a jump stop.
Yeah, in the NBA, you're allowed to catch the ball, then jump like you're on a playground, not shoot or pass, and that's not a walk.
If you land both feet at the same time,
it's
called
it.
Well, you don't want to argue because you're going to lose.
No, it's not. It's not why they lost the game. The referee sucked. You want to say they got that one right? I don't care.
They missed a KD double dribble earlier in the game.
The refs suck. You have double the amount of free throws. The refs allegedly told Julius Randle the reason we're not calling fouls against, when you get fouled is because you're so big and strong you can handle it. If that was said, and I have no reason to believe that Julius Randle is lying to me, if a referee did say that, as Julius Randle has publicly accused the referee of telling him that, then there's no reason to play NBA games. That referee should be fired.
I agree with
whomever that referee is.
I think the biggest
thing. And I hate using this word because I'm an adult.
What?
Fair. If a guy gets fouled, and I'll give you a great example of this. Mitchell Robinson committed a foul at the end of the game last night.
Yes, he did.
Anybody that watched it doesn't think he hits him across the arm. You're not
watching
the game.
Well, you know what the argument's going to be, Craig? The argument's going to be, he fouled him, but with two seconds to go.
I don't agree with that.
No, I agree with you.
He fouled him.
I want to give you the other side.
Yeah, the other side's stupid. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I'm a diehard Knicks fan. It's my favorite team of all the teams
it.
I root for.
I respect
and I'm watching that game. I will tell you, that was a good call.
It was a bad play by Mitch. I mean, that's really the biggest takeaway. Mitch has to put his arms up.
That's
and not foul him the way he did.
Go straight up. I don't think that, Johnson, whatever's going to make the play, but go straight up.
Yes.
He slapped him across the arm.
If I'm a Knicks fan,
it's an easy call. I'm
pissed at Mitch for that play, but here's where you're totally right, because let's have a mea culpa on this. If that official actually said those words to Julius Randle, and I think the NBA's got to look into it.
They have to, because it creates an unfair playing
field. Well, it encourages flopping. If that's the reason Julius isn't getting calls, then that's why players flop. Because they have to show they're not that big and strong, and they're flying all over the place. So I don't know if an official said that to Julius, but Julius put the accusation out there.
And I don't want to accuse him of lying. I'm pissed at Julius Randle for two particular things in last night's game. Number one, taking that left corner three with a full shot clock.
There was not a full shot clock.
14 seconds.
Six.
No, it was not six.
It was six.
No, it was not.
I have a picture of it. You want me to show it to you?
Take a picture.
Okay.
Taking that left corner three pisses me off. And number two, getting the technical foul in the moment of the game when she got the technical foul.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. Can I actually defend
Julius? What are we doing? Grow the F up.
Why did he get a technical foul?
I don't know why.
Well, isn't that a fair thing to ask? See, I'm going to defend the Knicks for a second. Why, with a minute and a half to go, on a play in which I thought the Knicks got lucky, I thought Julius fouled Kevin Durant. Not bitching about it, just giving an opinion. Why, when Kevin Durant was probably arguing, hey, I texted you the picture so you can confirm it. Why, on a play like that, would Julius get a T? What could he possibly have said when he got a break by there not being a whistle that would cause the official with a minute and a half to go, I got to be fair with you, that pisses me off. You don't call T's. I hate technicals to begin with. I certainly hate them when they can decide a game late.
And because it helped decide the game.
Yes, clearly. And so I wouldn't, again, you're a Knicks fan, you can be angry at whoever you want, so I apologize for telling you who to be pissed at. I'd be more pissed at the official for calling the T than what Julius could potentially have said with a minute and a half to go to warrant that. What could he possibly have said, Craig, that warranted a T on a play in which he committed the foul and it wasn't called?
I don't know. And I don't like this crap about your moral victories. No, we lost the game. We're a 500 basketball team. Listen, can they compete? Oh, great. We competed with a better team, best team in the East. Oh, goody, 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 goody. No, it's a game we had a chance to win and we lost. And that's all I care about. We lost the game. We had a chance to win. Now, the side story of this game last night, because it was entertaining as all hell, and it was a couple hours of just fun. It was good to have a competitive game.
It was not fun.
Yeah, well, you won the game. Don't give me that crap.
No, it was a moral loss.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yo, they didn't win by 40, therefore it wasn't fun.
I walked out of Barclays Center, and there was a Knicks fan who I met, loved the show, and he'll tell you if he calls in. I said to the kid, I feel dirty. I feel so disgusting after
this. Because the refs gave you a W?
Had nothing to do with the refs. It's the way my team played. Because my team is the worst 15-6 team ever.
You have to stop with that.
I'm sorry.
You're not going to win that.
Moral victory? Moral loss.
No, stop. Please stop. Don't do that.
That's how I felt.
You can't be that guy.
I walked out of that building like, I'm glad we won. I'm glad we got the W.
Yeah.
Keith did a great job. He made me feel good after the show. After the game, Keith McPherson, he was more rah-rah than me. We're very different, and I respect it. But I felt like, boy, this team's got a lot of flaws.
Yeah,
boy,
it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Okay.
But you won the game.
Great.
Like, if I won by a point, I'm coming in here dancing.
Craig, no offense.
Knowing that I got flaws.
Craig, did I dance today?
No, you actually put out a tweet, let's shut our mouths, just move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've been consistent on that.
You respect that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Because I didn't want to argue with you all day today and fight with you because I'm pissed off. Because I'm pissed about Julius Randle. And I'm going to take it out of you. I don't
Julius
want to.
Julius played well last night.
I hate that rhetoric.
The corner three was with five on the clock.
Six,
did you get my text?
Yeah, six, yeah.
All right, and it was an open look.
Yeah. So I don't want to.
So you're complaining about that. He took it to the basket.
Yeah.
Like, what is your over? Last night, I'm not talking about his season.
Yeah.
That's different. And if your point is he's not a number one guy on a title team.
He's not.
I agree with you.
I'm talking about
last night. The reason you were in that basketball game, he defended Durant at a high level.
Not in the fourth quarter. He didn't. Durant
Dude,
had 11
Kevin
fourth
Durant
quarter
Durant
points.
Finally made shots late in this game.
Yeah, okay, when the game's on the line, Kevin Durant was the best
because
player on
Kevin
the court.
Kevin Durant's a great player.
Agreed.
Do you think Julius Randle's defense was lackluster last night?
I don't think Julius Randle is a star player that's going to lead me to
it's
a
not
title.
What I'm saying. You're changing the discussion.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm pissed at because last night to me, missing the three, getting the technical foul, again, the only saving grace for me is if he's not lying, and I'm not accusing him of lying, so I'm going to take what he said as the gospel because he said it. If he's not getting calls because refs think that he's too big and strong to worry about it, maybe my opinion changes. I don't know. But I have a real problem with
it. Well, when did you think Julius Randle was good enough to lead you to a championship?
I never did.
So then why are you pissed about it today?
Because everyone else thinks he is.
No
everyone
one
else,
thinks
everyone else
that.
Guffaws over Julius
Who
Randle.
Who thinks that, Craig?
A lot of Knicks fans.
They can't possibly think that.
Shockingly, Evan, they do. There's a lot of Knicks fans that think he's going to be the leader to the promised
Come
land.
On.
So you and I are in lockstep with
we
that.
We are. I'm just giving him credit for a hell of a game last night. That's all I'm doing.
Julius Randle's a very good player. He's not a rock star. And last night, again, proved it because here you saw a rock star last night. You saw Kevin Durant over the last 5 minutes or so of the game take over. 11 points in the fourth quarter. The entire offense, rightfully so, essentially ran through him. Harden had the great first half, obviously, coming back off the terrible performance, at least scoring-wise and turnover-wise against Phoenix. And you saw a rock star last night. I don't have that on my team.
You can't compare Julius to Kevin Durant.
No,
it's the most unfair thing you can do.
I agree 100%.
But you're doing it.
That's what I want.
Well, you don't have him. I mean, I don't want to be a jerk about it. Kevin Durant's not on the team.
I agree.
Okay.
So, again, we're in agreement.
We are.
Meanwhile.
You know what bothered me a little bit?
Go ahead.
I found it surprising, because I did read your tweets last night. Forget the travel stuff, because it's not worth arguing. I was surprised that your takeaway from last night was to rip Julius. And that's what just surprised me.
Yeah.
Like, overall, yes, we agree. He's not a rock star. He's not a lead guy. He's not Kevin Durant. Okay. But last night, he was your best player.
He didn't do what he had to do to win the game. Sorry. He didn't. And part of it's the missed three in the corner, wide open.
Missed fadeaway.
And part
that
of it,
rimmed out.
And part of it is the tech. Because you got, and again, I don't know what he said, Evan, so
yeah.
You know, he told me if he comes out and goes, look, I didn't even say anything. I don't know what was said, but he didn't argue getting the tech, and he threw a bleep fit at every referee for the last couple minutes of the game and after the game.
Yep. No,
so I'm going to assume that he did something stupid
and
got the tech. I don't know what it was. None of us do.
All right.
That to me is a problem. You know, we fought back after the terrible start to the second half, went on a run, great fourth quarter back and forth, and then he pulls a boneheaded play that cost us a W. Sorry, not sorry.
All right.
Sorry, not sorry.
Right.
So we got that for you today. Listen, I know the games last night, so we're kind of moving on from it a little bit, but I thought it was important for the only real Knick fan in this radio station to comment on it. Because I hear this morning, well, we competed. It was a more shut up. Moral victories are for children in grade school.
I agree with
They're
you.
They're not for professionals.
My view on the moral loss makes a hell of a lot more sense than the moral victory.
No. That makes even less sense.
No, in all seriousness, I'm glad they won, and here's where we'll agree on this. I just see a team with problems, and I see a team that right now can't win an NBA championship unless a certain person gets a certain needle in his certain arm.
Now, I'll tell you something else that doesn't make any sense, and trying to figure this out. I watched the Giant Eagle game like you did.
Yes.
It was not great, obviously. The Giants only scored 13 points, but 13 was enough to win. So all good. The New York Giants have a pulse still when it comes to an NFC wildcard opportunity. Yesterday, the Giants came out and announced that Danny Jones had some type of neck injury that occurred during the game against the Eagles.
Yes.
I watched the entire game.
Yes.
At no point was there any play that I said, wow, he's hurt. They never referenced it on the broadcast. And at no point did I see, maybe I missed it, I don't think I did, Danny Jones inside the blue tent.
No.
Right.
No.
So I'm trying to figure out in my head, well, when did he get hurt? And we left the air yesterday, and the story was the New York Giants have signed,
Fromm.
Off the Bills practice squad.
Yep.
He's the backup.
Mike Glennon
may
start.
And it looks like Mike Glennon's going to be your starting quarterback.
Well, not quite yet, because Jones practiced
this was yesterday.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
yes.
In a must-win game against the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
I come into work today, Danny Jones practiced. Something's not right with that. I can't figure it out.
Well, I went back.
And I'm happy he practiced because you have to win on Sunday.
Yes. Oh, no doubt. Last night, I couldn't sleep for a myriad of reasons, and you may notice that throughout this show today. Not that I'm going to pass out, but I may be agitable. I have no idea. Is that even a word? So I went back and watched the Giant game.
Agita.
No, not agita. Agitable? Irritable.
Irritable.
Irritable bowel syndrome. IBS. Yes,
very much so. So I went back and watched the Giant game. I'm not even kidding you. You think I am. The second play of the game, they ran an option for Daniel Jones.
Right.
If you watch the replay of it, three Eagles converged on him. He tries to slide, and his neck bends awkwardly. Now, I think that's where he got hurt. But to your point, Craig, there's no sign of it.
Right.
Like, they still ran option plays. Remember the keeper on fourth and one on the second drive? You never saw Daniel in the medical tent. You never really saw signs that he was hurt. But that was the one play where you looked at the tackle, and it was quick, because it's not mentioned on the broadcast, where you say, that was awkward. Like,
right.
The way he went down, the hit he took, like, okay,
but you don't
I can
see him
see
being
it.
Massaged. You don't see him doing, like, the neck exercise. There's no word from the sideline report, oh, he got a shot of Toradol or anything like that. He wasn't on the injury report after the game, immediately after
Joe
the game.
Joe Judge didn't know, dude. Joe Judge admitted, I didn't find out about the injury till Monday. So on Sunday, when they're playing this game,
right?
I don't know if anyone knew outside of Daniel Jones.
But like you said, he ran the ball after that. He threw the ball after that.
I don't think he told anyone.
And had no problem.
Craig, I don't think he told anyone.
And what do you think? He woke up yesterday stiff?
My guess, and there's no definite answer to this, is that he probably felt it during the game. Didn't say anything because he doesn't want to come out of the game.
Right.
He even said today it's my obligation to play. So you're talking about a guy who's got the mindset of,
love that.
I got to play. No, it's fantastic. Yep. I got to play. So my guess is he didn't say anything. And so, yeah, on Monday, you're going to be honest, maybe a little bit more honest with your coaching staff. Hey, my neck's a little bit sore. And that's what that's what's created this, whoa, he's got a sore neck. Is it serious? Is his year done? Is he going to play on Sunday? But to your point, there wasn't anything noticeable that affected him during the game, just that awkward hit on the second play of the game.
He did say, I'm feeling good. I'm getting better every day. I'm going through the week preparing to play. And isn't it funny? Now that you're kind of back alive and have a little pulse for the wild card, how Giant fans, not all of you, but a lot of you have gone from, he's not a franchise quarterback, he's this, he's that, he sucks, we need a guy, go get me Russell Wilson, to, oh my God, I hope Daniel Jones is healthy to play. I don't want to see Mike Glennon.
Yeah, because he's better than Mike Glennon.
Isn't it interesting? The sands of the hourglass, so go the days of our lives, Evan. All of a sudden, Giant fans desperate for a healthy Daniel
Jones. Have you seen Mike Glennon?
Yes.
That's what that's about.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Giant fans having an epiphany that Daniel...
Epiphany? Dude, epiphany.
I told you I didn't get sleep last night,
epiphany.
Bro.
Epiphany.
An hour and a half.
Yeah.
I rewatched the Nick Net game. I rewatched the Giant game. I watched YouTube videos of God knows what. I may mess up some words today, bro.
Epiphany.
Epiphany.
Well, how do you think it's for your wife breastfeeding and taking care of children? You think she feels bad for you?
No.
I only got 2 hours of sleep because I went to the Net-Nick game.
I know.
I rewatched the Net-Nick game.
I know.
I rewatched the Giant Eagle game. I got caught in a YouTube hole, and I watched a couple old SmackDowns.
And the worst part is, I drop my kid off at the bus, and afterwards, I come back to the house. I say to my wife, I'm going to take a nap. And she's like, okay. I come back down after 30 minutes, and she looks at me and says, you know something? I'm a good wife. Let you go to Nick's Nets.
Yeah.
Can you get through this? Oh, you're tired. And she was so right. She was right.
Well, don't you do commercials for 5 Hour Energy? Start chugging them, buddy.
Chugging them.
877-33.
I love you, honey. You're the best wife ever.
Wow.
No, she is.
Here we go.
I love her.
Well, some was in the doghouse. 877-337-6666. We'll get all your calls. You're a diehard Giant fan, desperate for Daniel Jones to play this Sunday. You're a Nick or Net fan from last night. Billy Epler's going to swing by and say, hello.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
He got here, he went and got Max Scherzer. Now, it's just that simple.
Right.
Now, did you hear the Max Scherzer press conference?
Every word.
Anything stick out to you that you are sticking with or no?
I like the fact that him and Jake talked. I like the fact that Max picked Jake's brain. Some of the CBA stuff was interesting, but I'm not going to get into that because I don't know how much people care.
Right.
He definitely brought up the Jupiter thing, that the trade deadline was very different than the offseason, that the Nationals were never trading him to the Mets.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it was nothing shocking. But it was really what it was for me, and I think for a lot of Mets fans watching, it was surreal. You know, watching Max Scherzer put that Met hat on.
Yeah, you like that,
didn't you? With those crazy eyes that he has of different colors.
I wonder how they got him the Met hat. Like, you think they went to Fanatics and had it overnighted?
Yes.
You think they actually had someone from the team, like an intern, get in a car and drive to where Max Scherzer
it's
was?
A great question.
You think they told Max, listen, here's $50, go to your local mall, find a lid. Yeah, go find a lid store and go get yourself a Met hat for the press conference?
No, I think they FedExed him. That would be my guess.
You think so?
Yes. Imagine they said that. All right, we'll send you a check for $55. You can keep the change, Max. Go to a local lid.
Here's one aspect of the Scherzer contract that fascinated me, because he had to have requested it for it to have happened, because there's no reason for the team to have offered it. And I am not being critical for the sake of being critical.
Uh-oh.
I think it is great that Max Scherzer's here. So,
sounds like you're about to be critical for the sake of being critical.
There is an aspect of his contract that comes across as unadulterated greed. And I have to bring it up because...
Back to my guy now. All
right. I got to bring it up.
Okay.
He's 37 years old. By baseball standards, he's an old guy. They're giving him 3 years, $130 million guaranteed. God forbid he blows out his elbow tomorrow. He gets $130 million from the New York Mets.
Yes.
That wasn't enough. It's like when Roger Goodell, in negotiating with NFL owners to remain in as commissioner, said, in addition to $60 million a year, I want unlimited use of the private jet and health care for my family for life. It was greedy. And Jerry Jones said, no, sir, you're not getting that. USC said yes to that request, by the way, to Lincoln Riley, right? Okay. So $130 million did not get the deal done. The deal did not get done until Max Scherzer asked for four premium seats, season tickets to every game for the next 3 years with a total value of about $500,000. Really?
What's the issue?
Really?
What's the issue?
The $130 million wasn't enough. You also had to get four seats on the arm?
Why not?
Come on.
If you can't, if you're negotiating with WFAN in your next contract.
I mean, come on.
And they really want Craig Carton back.
Yeah.
And they're offering you millions of dollars a year.
They might not.
And, well, let's say they do.
Okay.
Right? Hypothetically, they do.
Why not?
Millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And you really want season tickets for the New York Yankees.
They will tell
what?
Me no.
No, hold on. And the fan has its own special seats because, of course, we're the flagship station of the Yankees.
Yeah.
And you tell your agent, or maybe you're your own agent, like Francesa, I have no idea. I'm going to ask. And you go to the architect and say, look, I would like four tickets. Now, he's getting nervous because Craig's flirting with other places. And he's like, you know what? It ain't that big of a deal. We already have the tickets. You know what, Craig?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Would that be a problem?
Yes, it would.
Why?
Because they would say no.
But they didn't.
Here's what they would say to me. The money we're paying you in your contract, more than enough for you to buy any season ticket you want.
But why, if you're the Mets, would you say no? It's an easy give.
Right.
You're trying to seal the deal. Max loves his family, wants his family around.
Okay.
Mentioned his two girls are going to school, so being in Jupiter or close to Jupiter is a great thing.
Yeah.
Max wants his familia to watch him pitch.
First off, listen, if you want your family to be there when you pitch, on
Beautiful.
Days you pitch,
oh,
I respect it as a dad and husband.
Yeah, so then what's
I want my wife and kids to be there when I pitch. He got four tickets for every game.
Wow, you don't know when he's going to pitch?
$500,000 worth of tickets. Like, come on, man.
No, I think it's great.
$130 million wasn't enough. We also got to give you $500,000 of season tickets. That's what we have to do?
I think it's fantastic. Good for him.
It's crazy.
If I ever had enough power where they wanted me so much, I'd ask for stuff like that, too. As would you, and as would just about everybody listening.
I don't know.
And yes, Al Dukes and Jerry Recco, I'm proud of my season tickets in Brooklyn.
There you go.
I like sitting up high, all right?
He also gets $200,000 bonus for being MVP, a $200,000 bonus if he wins the Cy Young. Now, I don't mind that. It's all performance-based, right?
Right, right.
$150,000 if he's World Series MVP.
Oh.
$100,000 for LCS MVP.
Oh.
And this one's kind of, you know, fugazi. $100,000 if he's named an All-Star.
Yeah, that one's fugazi.
That's a little fugazi.
You got me on that one.
So he can earn an extra $300,000 while he's here if he's an All-Star all 3 years.
I will gladly, as a fan, love to see the Mets have to pay all of those things,
yeah, of
especially the World Series MVP.
Because then he actually would have... He would have earned the money.
Yes.
Which is very hard for a 37-year-old to earn $43 million a year, or in year one at least, 130 over three. It's almost impossible for him to earn it. Like, here's an interesting question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't win a World Series, is there a world in which you would say he still earned the money?
Yeah.
I guess if they got to lost in a game
seven.
Yeah,
look, I'm battling the same thing with Kevin Durant. Like, what if the Nets never win an NBA title? Yeah, but if he's awesome, I can't blame him necessarily.
Right.
We had this debate about Gerrit Cole, and I know the Yankee fan has a different bar in terms of success. If Gerrit Cole wins seven Cy Youngs, and he's good in the playoffs, I know this year he wasn't, but the Yankees don't win a World Series, what are you going to do? You're going to say the contract was terrible?
Yeah, no, it depends.
Look, the gold standards of contracts is when the Arizona Diamondbacks gave a 35-year-old lefty, Randy Johnson, a 4-year deal. And he proceeded to go out. And you know what he did in those 4 years? He won a Cy Young. Not once, not twice.
Right.
Every year! And they won the World Series, by the way.
I think he earned it.
Yes, he That's the greatest contract signing ever. So, yes, if he goes out and wins a Cy Young or two, it may not be his fault that the Mets don't win a World Series.
Right, that's true. He could earn his money and they could not win. That's certainly possible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got you on that. Doug is in Long Island on the fan. Hey, Dougie, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Great.
All right. Listen, Craigie, he's got the leverage. When you got the leverage,
yeah.
You know, the Mets had to get him here. This makes them a legit team.
I'm surprised he didn't ask for other things then. Or maybe we'll learn more about it when it comes out. Like, you know, like the Riley going to USC thing, where we learned that, I guess they offered it to him. He had two homes in Norman, Oklahoma. They offered him $500,000 over actual value for both homes. They bought him a $6 million home in California.
Right.
And they gave his family 24/7, 365 personal use, not like recruiting use, personal use of the private jet.
Doug, I'm sure as you remember, and I know it was different ownership, Alex Rodriguez asked for crazy things from the Mets in his free agency, including his own office at Chase Stadium, the billboards that he wanted.
He wanted a suite, right?
His own suite, like things that... Now, I think the Mets didn't want to pay him, so you can use those things and say, that's too much. That's where the 24-1 came from. So it's certainly not the first time we've heard players ask for a crazy amount, because when you have the leverage, you may as well.
No, listen, I get that point. Listen, you know they're desperate to sign you, that they'll pretty much say yes to almost
and
anything.
Who cares about giving them tickets?
Then it comes down to, I only want yellow M&Ms. All right, on days that shirts are pitches, I only want to see yellow M&Ms in the locker room. Like, you could get, you know, that crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Like, the other day I put out on Twitter the 50 Cent concert rider.
Right.
Like, the silly things they ask for. A certain kind of chicken, a certain kind of water, a certain temperature in the room, a certain size couch, right? And why do they ask for it? Because they can.
Exactly.
But
and you would, too.
I told you, the only thing I ever asked for, which was crazy, when I signed a very big contract here at the Fan towards the end of my run at the morning show, was I wanted them to pay for me to have a driver.
so that I could come to work and go to work without having to pay for a garage before I lived in the city or any of that stuff, or Uber.
Right.
I wanted a driver. But by the way, I didn't want the driver for non-work stuff. Like, I didn't want to have Julio waiting for me, I wanted to go see, play with my wife on the company's dime. I just wanted the company to get me to work and then get me back home. A business expense,
sure,
if you will.
Sure.
And the architect, who was negotiating at the time, said, we're paying you more than enough money that if you want to hire a driver, feel free to go ahead and do it.
And you know what that simply means?
And I walked away from the request.
Well, that just simply means you're not Max Scherzer.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Even in the heyday of the mornings, you had a lot of power. You made a lot of money. You weren't Maxwell M. Scherzer.
I never took advantage of that power. I should have, in retrospect. Because I think, looking back on it, mm-hmm. I could have.
Maybe.
I think I could have. But that's not who I am as a guy.
Yeah, but it doesn't make Max a bad guy.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying it makes him a bad guy. It just makes him a greedy bitch.
No, the A-Rod that made him a greedy bitch. The A-Rod stuff, he wants his own office. He needs a certain amount of billboards. I mean, come on. Would you agree that that's maybe crossing a line?
If you just said, listen, on days I pitch, I'd like my family to be able to be in the ballpark. I respect that. But when you turn that into, I want 4 club-level seats to every single game for all 3 years, whether I'm pitching or not, then we're just doing it to do it.
No, it's because he knows his family really wants to watch Jacob DeGrom pitch, too.
Do you think the Scherzers are coming up from Jupiter on a Wednesday night to watch, I don't know.
Jake? Yes.
No, not Jake and not Max.
Oh, Carlos Carrasco?
Yeah, Carrasco's pitching against the Pirates.
Tyler McGill?
Oh, the Scherzers are coming up. Like, come on, man, right? And again, the Mets had no choice. It was an easy yes.
I'm sure they give that to a lot of guys, too.
Oh, I don't think a lot of guys
has
it.
You don't think Jacob DeGrom has that in his deal?
Again, if you told me that part of my deal is when I pitch, I'd like my wife to have
Lindor,
a seat.
I bet you, has a suite.
Now,
I think Lindor has a suite, if I'm not
mistaken. Well, Lindor's fiance or girlfriend, I know for a fact, I don't know whose suite it is, but was in a suite every game.
Yeah, I think she has a suite. I think the Lindors have a suite.
But I'm not sure if he paid for that or not.
No, I probably didn't.
Sometimes players actually pay for it. Now, every player, I think, gets 2 tickets across the league
right to
every game for family. So that's not, like, there's a wife and girlfriend section, a family section. Every team has, that's part of the, I think, Players Association deal with the owners, where they have that available for, moms and dads, spouses, sick kids, whatever it is. But he wants 4, like, section 101 front row for every game. And I'll tell you something right now. If you see those tickets on StubHub, then we got a problem.
Well, the thing I would warn the Scherzers is that Max said something today at his press conference. He said, New York City Met fans, they're blue-collar fans. And, Max doesn't pitch well.
Yeah, he'll hear it.
There's going to be a lot of things said that hopefully his family doesn't have to hear.
No, listen, I think based on what he's done in his entire career, he's going to have a bad start here or there. That's the nature of the sport. But I think Met fans, as you should.
Here's the key.
The dude goes out there, like, here's the one thing that I know about Scherzer. The dude's a bulldog.
No question about it.
You're going to love that.
But here's the key, and I think Met fans, we are going to love him. Tom Glavin came here, and we already didn't like him. I don't think we have that for Max Scherzer. Even though the Nats were a rival, I certainly personally don't have a dislike for Scherzer that I did for Tom Glavin. But if you recall, Tom Glavin's first start as a New York Met was on opening day in 2003 against the Chicago Cubs. The Mets lost that game, and you could fact check me on this, 15-2.
Oops.
Tom Glavin got bombed. And so in his first start as a Met, he got booed off the mound.
Yeah.
Now, different circumstances. Again, we don't have
this dislike
for Max. How about
his last start as a Met?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah, did they applaud him against the Marlins?
Put it this way, Craig. He went in the same way he went out.
That's right.
He had perfect symmetry in his Met career, and he wasn't even that terrible of a Met. But it ended very much like the way it began.
So let me ask you this. If Met fans are going to love Scherzer and the work ethic, are Giant fans in love with Danny Jones right now? I'm playing on Sunday.
Yeah, I think you like that. Sure.
I'm fighting through this little neck pain.
Of course.
I'm going to be out there on Sunday afternoon because that is a must-win game.
No doubt.
I think that's the kind of stuff that fans are very much attracted to.
I think fans love it, but as you know, if Daniel Jones fumbles the football three times on Sunday
yes.
and the Giants lose 35-10, that love will disappear quickly.
877-337-6666. What's the craziest thing you ever asked for in a contract? For those of you that have contracts, I wonder if there's anything that's really out there. Like, Big Mac, have you ever made any weird requests of Chernoff or Spike since he's been here or no?
Yeah, I once asked Chernoff if I could host a show. He found it very funny.
He said no.
God,
Tommy, have you ever asked for anything or no?
Just a raise. Same thing, he laughed in my face.
You asked for a raise, he asked for a show.
Yeah.
Under the old regime, that was mocked, actually, is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right, yes. Well, you took your shot, right?
You took your shot.
He eventually came around.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you host shows now.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Craziest thing I asked for was doing shows on Saturday from home, and somehow I got it.
Yeah, that wasn't Chernoff.
That was
did that
not
for
Chernoff.
You. That was a very special anonymous person made that happen for you. Yes, he's about 100 feet down the hall.
By the way, breaking news, I can no longer make Freddie Galvis jokes about you guys signing him, New York Yankees. Freddie Galvis is signing with the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks.
No, come on.
Oh, wait.
It can't be the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks.
It's a fake Twitter account. I fell for it. My bad.
Oh, come on, man. How did you not know that that was fake?
I don't know.
Fukuoka Bangkoks.
You know what my excuse is, Craig?
And the word soft is in there? And you didn't recognize that that was a joke?
I picked up on it quickly. No.
The Fukuoka Soft Bangkoks? You just assumed was a Chinese or Japanese name?
So you know my excuse is?
No.
I didn't sleep last night.
Hey, Evan, breaking news. Yeah. The Soft Cocks signed for Fukuoka? Is that right? And what league are they in Japan, Evan? Huh?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.